Back at home, and suddenly a campaign that was so low-key it was practically non-existent has sparked to life. Catherine Connolly and Mairead McGuinness seem to have the field pretty much to themselves, beyond a few hopefuls talking about securing the necessary county council endorsements for nomination for the presidency. Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil still to show their hands. Then Mairead McGuinness is forced to step aside through ill health, and not one but two members of Fine Gael who had ruled themselves out have stepped back in again, with Heather Humphreys heavily tipped to win the nomination ahead of MEP Sean Kelly. The Labour Party received a lash from the party grandee and former Robinson campaign manager Fergus Finlay, critical of their declared support for Connolly. Here he is on the RTE Behind the Story podcast.
There's a lot of stuff I don't agree with Catherine Connolly about. There's a lot of stuff I admire her for. But Catherine Connolly left the Labour Party because we wouldn't give her a nomination to run alongside Michael Dee. And she has never had a good word to say about the Labour Party from that moment on. Now, had we given her a nomination to run alongside Michael Dee, I think it was 2006, there would have been no chance of anybody winning that seat. None whatsoever. She knew that and Michael Dee Higgins knew that. And it would have been a crazy, suicidal decision to give Catherine Connolly a nomination. But she couldn't bring herself to accept that. And she's never had a good word to say about the Labour Party since. And now we're backing her. And I have no problem with members of the Labour Party going out and voting for Catherine Connolly, none in the wide earthly world. But I don't know what she's done to deserve our support, to be absolutely honest with you.
And we'll get back to Fergus Finlay and his comments in a little while, but let's catch up on the campaign to date now with Ellen Coyne, political correspondent of the Irish Times. We start with Heather Humphreys. Ellen, she had nothing left in the tank after serving in government, and that was just a few short months ago, but she's now ready for 7 years in the Oras. What changed?
So according to Heather Humphreys, who threw her hat into the ring yesterday morning, she had agreed not to contest the presidential election when it looked like her friend Mairead McGuinness was going to be the Fine Gael nominee. Now, as we know, everything has changed over the course of the last week. And even from Thursday evening, the swell, the organic swell behind Heather Humphreys' candidacy within Fine Gael seemed unassailable. And we know that there was a cascade of nominations from her parliamentary party yesterday. I think the tally at the moment is 42, which leaves the path for Sean Kelly almost impossible. But I think probably the more significant endorsements for Heather Humphreys in the eyes of Fine Gael came late last week from independents like Michael Healy-Ray, Sean Canny and Noel Grealish, which sent the clear signal to party headquarters that they may have a candidate here who is obviously very much of Fine Gael, would have the support of its base, but who would have a broader appeal way beyond the traditional party as well, which makes her a very attractive presidential candidate for
them. So a coronation possible there then, and no competition. Do you think Sean Kelly will bow out?
Well, I can see that Sean Kelly was telling the Echo in Cork last night to take the declaration so far with a grain of salt, that, you know, technically there's still over a week and a half left in the Fine Gael process. But I think, you know, the most important thing in politics is learning to count. And at the moment, as I said, 42 endorsements for Heather Humphreys out of a possible 57 when you include Simon Harris and Martin Hayden. It does seem impossible for him. Now, what I would say is that when you look at the number of endorsements that Sean Kelly has, which is under 10 at the moment, I think it probably does a disservice to the MEP, who is very well got within Fine Gael. But I think the story that these numbers are telling is that the momentum behind Heather Humphreys would be very difficult to catch up on.
Now, what about that annoyance expressed by Fergus Finlay there in that clip we played with Labour and their backing of the Connolly campaign? What else has he been saying?
So it was a really fascinating interview. I mean, the first interesting thing that he said is that he actually approached Ivana Bacik in as early as January of this year, expressing his interest to be the Labour candidate for the presidential election. We know that Mr. Finlay had an interest in running in 2011. He lost out to Michael Dee. He also would have been interested in running in 2018 had Michael Dee not gone for a second term. So I suppose when you consider the current climate that we're in, when parties like Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil can't find a candidate, the fact that Labour would have had a, you know, a relatively serious one and decided not to run is interesting. However, I suppose people in Labour would point to the fact that the party is a little bit diminished in the Oireachtas, and it wouldn't have had automatically the 20 signatures required for Mr. Finlay.
And the money that it will take as well to invest in a campaign, I suppose. And we got a one-line statement from Labour. All they said was, at the end of July, after an extensive consultation with party members, the Parliamentary Party and Executive Board decided to endorse Catherine Connolly's campaign for president. End of statement from the Labour Party. Now Fianna Fáil. Billy Kelleher wants Fianna Fáil to get on with it.
Yes, and I think, you know, Fianna Fáil would have one eye really keenly on what Fine Gael is doing at the moment. I think the fact that Heather Humphreys, who actually would have had a great relationship with a lot of Fianna Fáil ministers during her time at Cabinet, will pile the pressure on, because Fianna Fáil wouldn't like to see a situation where Heather Humphreys, rather than becoming the Fine Gael candidate, kind of becomes the sensible centrist candidate compared to a candidate like Catherine Connolly. So there's a lot of chatter going on in Fianna Fáil this week, a lot of names floating around. Bertie Ahern's name is being raised again, even though we know Taoiseach Micheál Martin is very strongly against that. But the anxiety in Fianna Fáil is ratcheting up, and they don't want to leave it till the middle of September to decide on their candidate, a point at which Fine Gael will be formally launching its campaign ahead of the ploughing championships.
And any anxiety in Sinn Féin?
No, I don't think so. I mean, a lot of people would see a strong advantage for a party like Sinn Féin to wait until September, because the longer your candidate is in the field, the more brutal the kind of media assault on them can be. There's a lot of pondering in Sinn Féin at the moment about whether or not it could support Catherine Connolly, a candidate who has made an effort to say a lot of things that Sinn Féin would like to hear on United Ireland. I think the strong view is that the only winnable candidate that Sinn Féin has at the moment from within its own ranks is Mary Lou MacDonald. But obviously, that would be quite a big deal to lose the person that, you know, the Sinn Féin project at the moment is to make Mary Lou Taoiseach. To have her run for president would be a concession that they think that that's not going to happen.
Now, what about others? Businessman Gareth Sheridan would like a nomination. Has he any pathway to getting it?
I suppose the only path from the councils at the moment that seems most likely would be if Fianna Fáil doesn't run its own candidate and its councillors are free to back an independent. I think you would have seen that Mr. Sheridan, you know, from over having only been out there for over 2 weeks, has had a pretty brutal time of it from the media. It can be very bruising. And as we saw earlier on this week, the brutality of the campaign proved too much for former Chief Medical Officer Tony Holohan. Mr. Sheridan maintains that he is, you know, he's in it to win it, but I suppose his path to nomination at this point in time seems uncertain.
We'll see what happens. Ellen Coyne, political correspondent with the Irish Times, thank you very much. 26 minutes past seven.